Today is Monday, the 24th of March, in the third week of Lent. The Cape Town Cameretta sings, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," from Rachmaninoff's Vespers. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months. And there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff.
In this passage, Jesus speaks to the people in the synagogue in Nazareth, his hometown. We may wonder, does he receive the response he was expecting? Imagine yourself as one of those in the synagogue. A familiar room filled with familiar faces. Perhaps there is a sense of anticipation, as the people know Jesus as one of their own. What are you expecting to hear? What do you actually hear? How does the tone change as Jesus speaks of the generosity of God's blessings? Can you imagine this from Jesus' point of view? How might he feel, knowing that the truth he speaks angers those who know him best? No prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. Reflect on moments in your own life when you felt misunderstood or rejected, especially by those closest to you. How did it feel to stand firm in your truth? Or perhaps there have been times when you resisted a challenging truth. Have you ever dismissed someone's message because of a preconceived idea? As you listen to the passage again, notice how Jesus demonstrates remarkable peace and trust in God, even in the face of hostility.
And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months. And there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed, except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff.
Take a moment to consider where you find consolation in this passage. Spend some time in prayer with the Lord, sharing your thoughts and asking for the grace you need. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.